Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people know that spending money at your city or town's small businesses does more for the local economy than buying online or at big box stores. But our next guest says that that buying power is much more significant than folks realize. He says that for every dollar someone spends in a locally owned business, 75 cents stays in the community, whereas only 35 cents spent at a big box retailer stays local, and only one penny of every dollar that is spent online. So he's turned that focus into a business of its own. Chase Michaels is CEO and founder of Locally Epic, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Chase, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us how all of this got started.
You know, Mike, I was a small business guy for a long time, and we had bought so many advertisements, whether it be on radio or TV or print, and was never really able to understand the ROI on those campaigns that we spent money on. So idea came to me back in about 2010 that we could create a platform, since everybody was kind of joining the mobile revolution at that time, that we could reach local consumers who are nearby businesses ready to buy, and then show a business an ROI on every platform that they run. Every dollar is important to a small locally owned company, and how that money is spent and what that business gets back is important as well.
And so these statistics that I mentioned in the beginning, where did you find those?
Yeah, there's 8 or 10 small cities around the country. Austin and Orlando was one, and Jacksonville and Cincinnati had surveys done and studies done about how spending money in the local economy affects the local economy. So they come up with this 75-35-1 kind of rule, they call it, that for every dollar spent with a locally owned business, the 75 cents stays local. And so we went a couple steps further and looked at a couple other studies that like businesses have done throughout the country, Mike. And we have a platform called 2052-300 here in the upstate, where if we can get local consumers to pivot $20 a week away from those big box stores or online for 52 weeks, that's the 2052, and the upstate, it will increase our economy by over $300 million without consumers spending a dime more, simply because of that 75% of every dollar stays in the local economy that's met with a small business. So we've kind of put a name and a number to what buying local means. Buying local has been around for 25 or 30 years, but people really have never understood the significance of what buying local means to our local economy.
And so I guess Amazon has caught wind of this, because I saw an article posted recently that said over 1 million small businesses are selling their products on Amazon.
Well, and that may be, but the problem with that, Mike, is it certainly makes that small business more viable in the macro economy. But in the micro economy, it's important that our main streets are still supported by local consumers, that they can come downtown, they can mingle. There's a lot of stores, a lot of restaurants, and just the overall feel of that shopping experience I don't think will ever go away.
Well, walk us through exactly how this app works.
Mike, it's pretty darn simple. We use GPS technology, which means we use satellites outside to come up with a longitude and latitude coordinate of a business. We put a fence around that business, a virtual fence, and then when somebody with a locally epic app comes inside that fence, they get a message, a brand message or an offer or promo message from that business when they're nearby ready to buy. So, for example, if a restaurant in downtown Greenville is serving lunch from 11 till 2, they're not interested in somebody in Clemson at that time for lunch. They want somebody in a 2 or 3 mile radius of where their restaurant is who raise their hand and say, hey, Locally Epic, we're hungry. And then a business will say, hey, Locally Epic, we have 12 seats at our restaurant available. And we put those businesses and those consumers in the same marketplace in real time together.
And so what is your business model? How do you make money?
Businesses pay us a monthly fee to be on the platform. The app is free for the consumers, and then businesses pay us a monthly fee. And what's cool about that, Mike, is they really see how that marketing message is performing in real time. They'll get statistics on every message that they send, knowing how many people saw that message and then how many people came into the business and did business because of that message.
And are you only in the upstate right now? Is this a test market, or have you already started expanding?
We are in the upstate right now, and we're on a licensing platform to where someone in the Atlanta's market will start the Atlanta market in the third quarter. Same with Charleston, same with Columbia. So this late this summer, early this fall, we will kind of start covering the Southeast. and then hopefully we will grow out from there.
Chase, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Chase Michaels is CEO and founder of Locally Epic, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.